Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, a new report says certain food containers can be dangerous. The reasons why fewer Americans are going to church may surprise you. And we celebrate the life of beloved actress Charlotte Ray. Millions of people play the McDonald's Monopoly game every single year, hoping to win big. But it turns out the game was rigged for 12 years by an ex-cop who managed to steal more than $24 million in winnings from the company. Jerome Jacobson was the director of security for Simon Marketing, the company that produced the coveted game pieces. An FBI sting operation would reveal he'd been stealing winning game pieces and giving them to family, friends, and acquaintances in exchange for a cut of the winnings. Jacobson's network of fraudulent winners and those who participated in his crime ring included mobsters, strip club owners, psychics, drug traffickers, convicts, and even a Mormon family. Caught in 2001, Jacobson went to trial on September 10th, but the story didn't get much media attention when terrorists flew planes into the World Trade Center the very next day. Jacobson pleaded guilty in exchange for a lesser sentence, and he was ordered to pay $12.5 million in restitution and jailed for 37 months. And we saw this coming. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's production company bought the rights to the story. Affleck is set to direct, and Damon will star in the movie. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, Samsung says their new phone is their most powerful ever.
That's right, Kristen. Samsung has released a sneak peek of its Galaxy Note 9. The phone will be Samsung's first to support 1 terabyte of flash memory. Other features for the Note 9 include the brand new S Pen stylus and all-day battery life. Got milk? Your almond milk might. Blue Diamond is recalling some of its Vanilla Almond Breeze products due to a possible milk allergen. Customers who purchased a milk carton affected by the recall are eligible for a refund or exchange. If you have a sweet tooth, this may be the job for you. The Ferrero Company, which makes Nutella, is looking for 60 taste testers who will be paid for tasting its products. No experience is necessary, but you must be ready, able, and willing to relocate to Ferrero's headquarters in Alba, located in Italy's northwest Piedmont region.
How long does the program run?
3 months, after which the finalists will be offered part-time positions at the company.
Well, sounds like a good job. Thanks, Nicole. Charlotte Ray, known for her role as the lovable Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes and its spinoff, The Facts of Life, died Sunday at the age of 92. The star's death comes just days after it was reported a Facts of Life reboot is in the works. According to reports, both Leonardo DiCaprio and Jessica Biel's production companies are in early talks to bring back the popular sitcom. And here's the first look at Vogue's September issue featuring Beyoncé. Titled In Her Own Words, the 36-year-old penned an essay opening up about everything from being pregnant and accepting her changing body to her ancestry and legacy and even her performance at Coachella. I want to learn more, teach more, and live in full, Beyoncé said. I've worked long and hard to be able to get to a place where I can choose to surround myself with what fulfills and inspires me. Safe to say, Beyoncé has become an inspiration herself. Let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, we shouldn't look to our genetics to guess how long we'll live.
Yeah, Kristen. So, say your parents are X years old. That means you're going to live a long life too, or does it? A new Harvard study says genes do affect personality traits and interests, but not longevity. They say if you want to extend your life, a healthy diet, healthy weight, limited alcohol, not smoking, and frequent exercise are the key. Women could add 14 years to their lives, and men could add 12. Well, have you ever had a few glasses of wine and then later found yourself shopping online? If so, you are not alone. It turns out online retailers are making billions of dollars off of drunk American shoppers. A survey from the Archstone Recovery Center found that drunk online shoppers spend more than $40 each time they stumble around on sites like Amazon, for example. Gin drinkers spend the most, an average of $82. But how do they know you're drinking? That's what I want to know. Anyway, experts say to break the habit, delete shopping apps from your devices. Well, the key to healthy living could be a regular trip to the sauna. Researchers say people who use saunas 4 times a week have a lower risk of many common chronic health problems, and they may be less likely to develop heart and lung diseases. Researchers say further study will be needed to figure out why this is, and that's what you need to know. But if they need any more study participants, Kristen, I'm in. What about you?
Well, I'm in too. Who doesn't love a free trip to the spa? Thanks, Danielle. Newlyweds from Syracuse, New York, sued the catering company from their wedding after more than half of their 200 guests got sick, with 22 ending up in the hospital. The couple claimed guests at their reception became violently ill with food poisoning and ambulances had to be called. The catering company, on the other hand, says they're not to blame, and the legal battle continues. So with us today to talk about this is attorney and legal analyst Annalise Getz. Thank you so much for being here, Annalise.
Thanks for having me, Kristen.
So this sounds like a nightmare. Oh, my goodness, can you imagine? So if someone's watching and they're having a wedding or a big party, some fancy event, how can we protect ourselves?
To go right to the point on this one, what you'd want to have in that contract is an indemnification clause. So that says if anyone gets injured or there's a loss or a damage, then you can sue that company and get back anything that you or any of your invitees suffered. Another important thing to consider is the food description. What those catering contracts usually say is they allow for substitution. So the first thing you need to do is check out, does it specifically identify the food that I want? Second, underneath it, there'll be a clause that says, in the event that we can't access the food, in the event the price is too high, then we can allow for substitutions. And this is where you find pigs in a blanket as opposed to your ahi tartini.
What if you have to cancel? Can you get your deposit back?
So normally, no. The best thing you can do is look at your assignment clause. And the assignment clause, well, 9 times out of 10 say this contract can't be assigned. What you want to do is strike that and say this contract can be assigned. If you have a good date and a good venue, you can go on a wedding blog and sell that contract. And so, but you have to have the right to assign it if you're going to be able to sell it.
That makes sense. Great advice, Annalise. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, how about this story? You know Serena Williams as one of the most dominant tennis players ever, but you may not know she's also a foreign language teacher to her infant daughter.
Lavez les mains, mais pas avec de l'eau de le chien. Oh la la, c'est le de l'eau de chien.
That's Serena speaking French to Olympia. She posted the video on social media. Serena tells her 11-month-old to wash her hands. She seemingly understands, but does so in the dog's water bowl. Mom then tries to teach Olympia about not using the dog's water bowl and captions the video, "Now I have to give her a bath." There are numerous benefits to learning a language at a very young age, including boosting academic achievement. So not only is Serena an amazing tennis player, she's also proving to be an amazing mom. Well, massages are proven to reduce stress and relieve pain. And today's Top 30 Steal lets you reap those benefits from the comfort of your own home. We have an M Cushion Shiatsu Massage Pillow and Matching Throw Pillow set at a special 74% discount. You can de-stress and dress up your couch at the same time. These 18-inch pillows provide deep kneading shiatsu massages and have optional heat settings. They're made with memory foam for extra comfort, and the moving nodes simulate the hands of a professional masseuse. Each massaging pillow comes with a bonus throw pillow, so you can have a matching set. The cord is detachable, and the covers are machine washable. The M Cushion Shiatsu Massage Pillow and Matching Throw Pillow retail for $190. But today, you can buy them both for just $49. That's a 74% discount. You can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. A famous rapper came up with a very Instagram-friendly way to promote his new album. And Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 Houston joins us now to tell us more about it. Hi, Coco.
Hi, Kristen. Travis Scott is a Houston native, but you may know him as Kylie Jenner's better half. The rapper just dropped his latest album, and with it came a larger-than-life promotion, a giant gold inflatable that's pretty hard to miss. The display is popping up in cities across the country, and fans are lining up to snap a picture. Scott's album Astroworld is a nod to an amusement park that once called Houston home. Fans were happy to see something different and anxious to share their pics, because these days, if you didn't snap a picture, did it even really happen? Back to you, Kristen.
Oh, kids these days. Thanks, Coco. The American Academy of Pediatrics warns that using plastic containers to store and microwave children's food could pose health risks. Physicians also warn against washing plastic containers or cups in the dishwasher. When microwaved, the chemicals used to make plastic can come into contact with the food. The AAP says BPA can act like estrogen in the body and potentially change the timing of puberty, decrease fertility, increase body fat, and affect the nervous and immune systems. They also found that a chemical used to make plastic more flexible could increase childhood obesity, contribute to cardiovascular disease, and even affect male genital development. And Dr. Denise Carut says it can also be detrimental to pregnant women, to their growing baby inside of their body. So they recommend that pregnant women avoid these things as well. To avoid exposing your family to chemicals, the AAP recommends using glass or ceramic containers. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, firefighters spend countless hours putting their lives on the line to save others. But with the start of a new school year approaching, a group of local Gilbert firefighters got a chance to serve their community in a different way. In partnership with Kohl's, the fire department helped provide $150 and a 30% discount for kids in need and join them on a back-to-school shopping spree.
I'm extremely honored to be out here to help these kids get a good start to the school year.
Even though the kids got the cool school supplies, the firefighters are the ones getting the gift of giving back. Our next story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay. When most teens are spending their time at the beach during the summer, Ian Marrero and a group of his friends are spending their summer days at religious community services, sorting food items that will feed homeless families.
I want to help out the homeless, give back to the community, and set a good face for the generation of today.
Delivering more than 3 million pounds of food to families around the Tampa area, they want to inspire other teens to do their part and help those in need. In our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, the police department in Vineland, New Jersey is doing their part to help change the stereotype of gang violence and crime and hopefully change lives in the inner city. Operation Safe Streets is a day-long festival where kids and families can come together for a fun summer day and also form bonds with the police department, inspiring people in the community that things can and will get better. For many people, running can feel like a chore, but it turns out there's a simple trick you can do to help you feel better about your cardio. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Podcast, joins us from his studio to talk about this. So, Cody, I hear it all comes down to your frame of mind.
That's right, Kristen. A new study says that if you want to enjoy running, try changing your mindset. Researchers put 24 experienced runners on treadmills and asked them to test two mental strategies. One was cognitive reappraisal. That's taking a neutral, detached attitude like a scientist or a journalist. The other strategy was just called distraction, like thinking about something totally unrelated, like office supplies. Well, distraction made zero difference, but cognitive reappraisal worked pretty well. The runners said they didn't exactly think like scientists, like they were told to do, but they did say they tried to see the situation as positively as possible, and they thought rationally about the running experience. The ones who used that strategy felt like they were putting in less effort and felt lower levels of emotional arousal. So instead of trying to distract yourself with music, try thinking about how energized you'll feel and how much good you're doing for your body when you run. Think positive and see if it helps. Kristen?
Okay, great advice. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. Apple made headlines, becoming the first American public company to be worth $1 trillion. The late Steve Jobs is the man credited for turning the struggling company around and making it into the tech giant it is today. Well, now his daughter is revealing details about their relationship in a new memoir that will be released soon. Lisa Brennan Jobs is now 40, and her book is called Small Fry. In one excerpt, she reveals how Steve denied she was his child. Her mom was forced to work several jobs and relied on welfare to make ends meet. It took a court-ordered DNA test to force him to make minimal child support payments. The ruling was just days before Apple went public, making Steve a millionaire. Even after his success, Lisa says her father was distant and there was no reconciliation before his death from pancreatic cancer at age 56. Well, it could be getting even more expensive to buy a home. Mortgage rates have hit their highest level in about 2 months. The rate for a 30-year fixed loan reached an average of 4.6%. At the same time last year, the rate was under 4%. The 15-year fixed rate also went up to 4.08%. Part of the increase is due to a strong economy. In the second quarter of this year, America's gross domestic product went up more than 4%. A survey of lending experts by Bankrate found that about half of them said mortgage rates will keep going up. That could be bad news for home shoppers. The chief economist of lender Freddie Mac said mortgage rates hovering near a 7-year high will certainly create affordability challenges for some prospective buyers. A separate survey found most people currently looking for a home expect their search to get harder. Fewer Americans are going to religious services, but it's not because they don't believe in God. A new Pew study revealed the reasons people are and are not going to church, synagogue, mosque, or any other house of worship. The main reason they are going is pretty simple: to feel closer to God. But the reasons people are not going is a little more complicated. About 1 in 3 say they don't go simply because they don't believe in religion. As for the rest, they believe in religion, but don't go for the following reasons: they practice their faith in other ways, haven't found a house of worship they like, or don't have the time to attend. The survey found 71% of regular worshipers pray every day, and 55% are 50 or older. Recreational marijuana becomes legal in Canada on October 17th, but one major issue hasn't been addressed yet. Canada's airline industry says they've received no direction or guidance from the federal government on how to deal with the new law when it comes to their pilots and crew. The president of the Air Transport Association of Canada says, "No regulations, no proposed regulations. We've received nothing so far." Air regulations have long been in place when it comes to alcohol, with pilots and crew banned from drinking within 8 hours of a flight. The Transport Ministry released a public statement saying cannabis can impair a person's ability to safely operate any type of aircraft, risking the lives of people and property. It is illegal to fly while impaired by cannabis now and after it is legal in Canada. Still, aviation experts are calling for it to be outlined more specifically and written into the airline regulations. Unlike the United States, there's no random drug and alcohol testing for Canadian pilots, and the airline industry would like to see that change. Okay, moving on now. Rock and roll has Cleveland, baseball has Cooperstown, and now comedy has a place to call home. The National Comedy Center, the first interactive museum dedicated to humor, has opened its doors in Jamestown, New York, the birthplace of Lucille Ball. The $50 million comedy mecca takes visitors on a journey through comedy's art and artists, from the early days of vaudeville through satire and slapstick to the internet memes of today. Along the way, some of comedy's most iconic artifacts are on display. Charlie Chaplin's cane, letters to SNL's Rosanna Dana, Seinfeld's puffy shirt, Weird Al's accordion, and a Dundee from The Office. The immersive experience begins at the door as a unique humor profile caters each visit to what the person likes. From there, visitors are treated to some 50 exhibits that allow them to try their hands at cartooning, stand-up, and even a fake pie fight. Well, businesses are quickly adapting to the Me Too era, especially when it comes to protecting themselves from financial liability. Wall Street bankers who represent businesses in merger and acquisition deals are increasingly adding what's become known as a Weinstein Clause to their contracts. The purpose of the clause is to protect the buyer company should damaging information come out about leadership and senior execs at the selling company. Sellers put money in escrow that can then be recouped by the buyer if allegations of sexual misconduct come to light, and that amount can be as much as 10% of the total transaction. The selling company also has to make legal representations about their management teams, where they legally attest none of the company leadership has been accused of sexual harassment. The Me Too movement has led to increased scrutiny of culture and labor issues at businesses more broadly, meaning investors are looking beyond just financial viability when they're thinking about investing in a company. But if Weinstein clauses mean businesses pay more attention to ending sexual harassment, then sounds like a good idea. More top 30 after this. The friendship between two dogs is melting hearts everywhere. Meet Tito. The rescued Chihuahua is unable to use his hind legs, so his pit bull foster brother carries him on his back during their walks. Before these adorable pictures, Tito had it pretty rough. He couldn't see, could barely breathe, and after his previous owner got sick and couldn't keep him, Tito was without a home. Doctors didn't give Tito much time, so through Lola's Legacy program, which covers medical care for old and ill animals, Christina Helfer took Tito in for his expected final days. It was there Tito and one of Christina's pit bulls, Frank, became fast friends. Nurse Frank tends to Tito when he's uncomfortable. Tito returns the favor by licking the pit bull's paws. Defying the odds, Tito will celebrate his 16th birthday in September at a party benefiting Lola's Legacy and the animals it cares for. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Planes always seem like they're too hot or too cold, but now flight crews want to change that. Plus, these iconic pieces of Hollywood history could be yours, but it'll cost you. And the story of two sets of identical twins that got married to each other. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.